gates of hell. Run, run, cowboys. Run, run, cowboys. If you win, my fortune's gone. Oh, please don't lose my fortune.
Staff and volunteers here at CITR. To allow us to fully experience our respective turkey comas, play with our new toys, and return the sweaters that we realize don't fit us, we are going to alter the programming for a few days. Beginning at high noon on December 24th, we'll be broadcasting a 72-hour mix of Christmas and holiday music and spoken word programming unlike anything you've ever heard. Like Santa's elves, we've worked tirelessly and without overtime pay to assemble this seasonal miracle. Let us fill you with holiday cheer. 72 hours of holiday cheer, beginning at 12 noon on December 24th. Happy holidays from the whole gang at CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's sing it again.
Yeah, let's sing it again.
What do you mean overdo it?
We want to sing it again.
Yeah, great. Why can't we sing it again?
Well, I really blew it on that PSA there. That the ghost of Christmas. Wait, are we the future?
We're in the future now.
So we would be. This is the ghost of Christmas future.
Talking.
Someone has been. Yeah, you got to go back a week now, and.
That's what you're listening to.
Everyone in reality is a week ago, but this is just a future visitation, and that was a little dose of reality there, people.
It's not like Logan's Run yet. It's not much different.
Yeah, right now. The future is only 7 days away, I found.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so, speaking of the future, Cam Dales is here.
Yeah.
Me and Cam Dales, I'm Tyler Fedrick, by the way. This is Radio Zero. Myself and Cam Dales and Cameron Reed all apparently wore matching outfits today of U.S. Army jackets. And, with the same pin selection of Tony DeBroy pins and Music Waste pins, mm-hmm. and Your Dick Sucks pins.
We all look really cool.
We looked really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, really happy family.
Just a bunch of cool guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are traditionally pretty cool guys.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, in Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
Yes, and this is the New Year's Eve special edition of Radio Zero.
We're doing the recap show.
We're going to do a bit of a recap here and play a bunch of songs that we really like this year.
And we're going to be playing a simulcast of Authentic Shit by Mark Ronson from East Village Radio.
Yeah.
So, get ready for that.
Yeah.
Today's guest is Duran Duran.
They're coming in.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice of them.
Yeah. They're on their way.
They're so busy.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe they're coming to our...
Well, they are. Duran Duran is coming to our place.
Nice new little iPhone here. You got the Otter case, eh?
Yep, got myself a fresh iPhone for Christmas.
All right.
Thanks to Mom and Dad.
I'm trying to figure out what should we start the program off with today.
Let's start with stuff that we played early in the year.
Okay. Well, then... Let's start in January,
okay.
of 2010. 2010. How was that year for you? You like Snooki?
Sure. Who doesn't?
Jesus Christ! That Snooki thing is getting put into a balloon or an egg or something, what? And they're dropping her in Times Square at midnight. That's how they're ringing in the New Year's.
They're dropping that girl?
They're dropping Snooki.
Wow. That's insane.
That's depressing.
DJ Pauly D is going to be playing here coming up. And Gay Husband is going to open for
him. Oh, yeah, right. Gay Husband, he's really excited about that.
Beat the Beat Up is like a really popular song.
His what is
song
this?
Song that he made called Beat the Beat Up.
I've never heard this.
They all made up a dance where they like pound their fists in the air and it's like beating up a beat.
I purposely have avoided everything Jersey Shore. I just can't...
It's really depressing stuff.
It's just, like, I'm...
I feel bad about myself.
Trash. Entertainment's great and everything, but it's just the... It's so trashy.
Yeah, it makes me feel bad.
And the fact that it's on a music channel that has quit showing music videos that used to be awesome, and now just show trashy reality programs with, like, an alien called Snooki, a little troll they're gonna drop in a stinking egg...
That's probably the best thing that I can think of, actually, for someone like Snooki. Like, that's a perfect move for her to get dropped in time. Like, they're going to drop her in Times Square?
Yeah.
You hear about this, Reed?
That.
Snooki from Jersey Shore is going to get dropped in the New Year's ball at Times Square tonight. They're going to be ringing in the New Year by dropping Snooki in a huge ball.
Are they hoping that it hurts her, or...
I am. I'm hoping the ball malfunctions.
I don't think that is a. I don't think that's an acceptable way to ring in the year at all.
Well, no, that's 2010. That's exactly how it's going to be rung in.
Chocolate?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Where'd you get chocolate?
That 25-cent Reese's Pieces thing.
Oh, that's
I'm surprised those still exist.
Yeah, I guess the markup is a bit low on those things. Maybe they've modified the amount that gets dispensed.
Oh, absolutely. I got like maybe 5 for 25 cents. That's one piece of Reese's.
Yeah, you're like you have war cents. Rations.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I only got 5 pieces of chocolate for the whole day.
So what did I miss? I was in the washroom.
Not much. We've just been recapping about where we're at is talking about how the world is gonna ring in the new year.
Oh yeah.
Or like celebrate the end of 2010. Maybe the ball will malfunction and it will fall on the rest of the cast of Jersey Shore, and that will be that.
You know what was the worst I read?
Check it out. Google says Gmixel. Roman numerals.
Oh, Roman numerals. Mm-hmm. I in the Vancouver Sun today, which is the big Vancouver newspaper for those listening on podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Calgary Sun or the Edmonton Sun or the Toronto Sun.
Yeah. Or it's a fantastic just professional the Sun. Publication.
But there was an article about how Vancouver continues to be no fun city because we're not having public fireworks or something like that.
Yeah.
And the whole comment section, one thing, the first comment that I read was really good. It was saying the only reason that the idea of No Fun City still exists, the only reason for it still existing is because the papers keep writing about it, because it actually is a really great city and there's tons of things happening tonight. And the fact that there is no public fireworks is surely not an example of how unfun or not
public
fun
fireworks
this city
aren't
is.
That great.
No, they're not that great. And then, but all the other comments were like, this wolf in sheep's clothing, Robertson trying to, you know, trying to pretend like he's a liberal, but he doesn't care because we don't get our fireworks. It was one of the most insane section comment sections I've ever read. Just all this hate on City Hall for not having some stupid little fireworks. I don't get it at all.
Well, if they were, it would be cool if they could sell fireworks like Halloween.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. If we could blow ourselves
up. But no, there's no law saying you only can sell fireworks for Halloween.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there is.
What? No.
Yeah. In the city, you can't buy fireworks except on Halloween.
Well, no.
In the week leading up to Halloween. That's the one time you're allowed to do it.
Really?
Yes. You think those guys in Chinatown wouldn't be selling fireworks year round if they could?
I thought they did.
No, those fireworks stands only open for the week
of this. My friend Pete. Yo, Pete. He has been searching for a year-round fireworks spot.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
You can get them in the interior.
Yeah, I know you can get them in the interior, but he was searching for one in the city, and he found one. He went to buy fireworks near Halloween, and he went to this place in near Clark. And he rolls up in this place, and the guy's like, he's like, what do you do in the year? In the rest of the year, he's like, oh, I'm a flower shop. He goes, and then the guy waits for the people to leave the store, and he goes, all right, look, if you want fireworks year-round, I'm your guy, man. He's like, I got tons. And Pete's like, really? Black cats? He's like, oh, whatever you want. I got a whole big stack of them in the back. I'd sell them year-round. I'm your guy. So Pete is stoked. He calls me, and he's like, man, I found fireworks year-round. Our woes are over. We're in for some serious fun. The next day, the guy blows himself up.
Front page of the paper. Yeah.
Front page news.
Oh, no.
Pete goes back the next day to go find some fireworks, and there's a hole in the ground.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that if you're going to use a cover business, you'd rather not use one that really, really heavily relies on fertilizer?
Yeah, I guess so, right?
That's what they blew up Oklahoma City with.
Yeah.
Just fertilizer in a truck.
Yeah.
The entire city?
Yeah, the whole city.
The whole city bombing is gone. It is no more.
The Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah.
The bombing of the city.
Do you not
the
remember?
Bombing the bombing of Oklahoma City.
Get out of here.
What was it? What was the building? The FBI building?
It was the FBI or the CIA or something. Yeah, it was something. One of those two.
All right. History.
Yeah, we're all vague history lessons on Radio Zero. Well, guys, let's...
Andrew WK is stoked on tonight.
Let's,
He's just stoked on every night.
Oh, is he ever.
Let's go ahead and see what happens here. Let's ring in January-ish 2010 here with...
Early 2010.
General Motors, Detroit, America. By Acid Washed on Radio Zero.
the Chilean miners collectively as person of the year.
Okay, what is okay? What
that's
are we?
Not racist. Just,
what are we reading about right now? People of the year.
This is voting on Time Magazine for people of the year. Julian Assange killed everyone. He beat the next person by 100,000 votes.
Huh. I don't think that they should let people vote. I mean, I know it's just an internet poll, but who cares what people think?
Yeah, someone should be in charge.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying Lady Gaga is number 3,
yeah,
and Glenn Beck is number 5. For person of the year.
Yeah.
Notable, yeah, notable accomplishments.
Glenn Beck beat Barack Obama.
Yeah, what did Lady Gaga accomplish this year for humanity?
She got 146,000 votes.
But what did she do for humanity?
Well, she, you know. If you were a monster, you'd know. If you were a monster.
Yeah, okay, she'd stop
LeBron
me.
James, ooh, not so high.
All right, we just heard,
Hamid Karzai is in 25th with less than 9,000 votes. This is unbelievable. Tweet at us and tell us who you think should be the person of the
year. Yeah, who's the person? Who do we got to start pushing the votes for person of the year on Time Magazine?
Vancouver.
Let's get person
put
of the
this
year?
Up. This is a hypothetical thing. How about this?
Yeah.
The best entry, tweet at us, the best entry for who would be on the cover of Time Vancouver's Person of the Year this year, we will give you guest list tonight to the Ice Cream Social New Year's Eve, which has been sold out for weeks and weeks. Impossible to get into. You're going. If you, the winner.
Yes, the person of the year, the most creative.
The most creative and hilarious person of the year.
Vancouver edition.
Vancouver edition entry. Start
at
tweeting.
Radio Zero
at
Radio.
At Radio Zero Radio. Start right. Tweeting. Go. You got an hour.
The last song we just heard there was from early, I think, January of 2010, Acid Wash, General Motors, Detroit, America. The self-titled album came out in March on Record Makers out of France. And let's continue on here with Tan Lines.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yes, Tan Lines, Real Life, and this is the Memory Tapes remix that I believe came out in January of this year. I think the actual EP came out a bit later than that, though, maybe March. I'll
the Tan Lines EP, Settings, came out in March.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. However, this is early in the year for us. This is, yes, the Memory Tapes remix of Tan Lines, Real Life on Radio Zero. Best of 2010.
Up and around we go. sentimental, heartbreaking, everything's my fault. Sentimental, heartbreaking, everything's my fault.
Pink's Haunted Graffiti with Round and Round, one of our top songs of the year, I guess. Before that was Best Coast, When I'm With You. That got a lot of airplay on the show back in February, March. So yeah, we got that in there. Anything exciting in your guys' area over there, Internet Dudes?
I'm just trying to check up on Facebook messages or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Right. What was your favorite album this year, Tyler?
Whole album?
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably listened to Inner Speaker the most.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That whole album got played 54 times.
Says your iTunes.
Says my after the first 10 days of owning it.
Jesus.
That's a lot of times.
Yeah.
How about you?
What I was doing was I was just playing it on repeat and playing Call of Duty with Chad Buckles. We were calling in Chopper Gunners and
okay, but what about... Oh, sorry. Sir.
Drinking a lot of coffee, calling in so Chopper Gunners, and poning the shit out of these noobs. Guys, these noobs didn't see our Chopper Gunners coming, I tell you something.
Okay, but that's fair. Like, even,
got a lot
even
of killstreak rewards.
Even as far as most played goes, that's fair enough for a favorite album. What about you?
Does it have to be an album that came out in 2010? Because my most played album that always, always wins... head and shoulders above the others is The Modern Lovers by The Modern Lovers.
Was I asking about favorite album of all time?
No, you were asking about
2010. No, we asked for favorite album. 2010. I just said via my...
Oh, okay.
Via my play
you
count.
You clearly missed a very key element
all right,
of that conversation.
All right, I don't know. Sir Luscious Left Foot. I played that one a lot.
Yeah, that was getting a lot of
play. I played that
play.
One a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I also played the like Young Money mixtape called Full Court Press or Full Court Offense or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah, that
or
was
Triple
the
Threat
one.
Offense. That's what it was called.
Is that the one that had Bedrock and everything
on
it?
Yeah, that one I played a lot. Litanies by Royal Baths. Sleep Forever by Crocodiles. I listened to a lot. What else? I don't know, man. I don't really listen to music.
What are the kids listening to? I don't know.
Yeah. And yourself, Cam Reed?
Yeah, what about Sir Lucius Left Foot.
Yeah.
Ooh, Love King?
Oh, yeah. Played The Dream a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Dos Racist got a lot of play, too.
Wah.
No, looking at my Last FM account, or iTunes, whatever.
You're just doing some research, weren't you?
Those guys got a lot of play.
Okay.
All right. What else did I play a lot? I think that was... Yeah, I'd probably say Tame Impala is my favorite album of the year. Or the Twin Shadow album is really good, too.
Mm.
As an album, there was a lot of songs that I liked that came out this year.
Needles and Pins?
They didn't put an album out.
Whatever.
Oh, all of the Needles and Pins. Flockavelli?
Flockavelli, yeah.
I'm just going to talk about rap. That's like... But as far as stuff that's not rap goes, I don't know.
What's that?
Just thinking of those good albums
rap
that
stuff.
That aren't rap.
Probably the rap albums are the best this year. Kanye West, Big Boy. Let's get back into some more music here, guys. This is Real Love by DeLorean on Radio Zero. Best of 2010 recap. This is our Snooki. Let's get her in an egg. Sorry, that was DeLorean with Real Love. DeLorean out of Barcelona, Spain. I guess it wouldn't be a 2010 recap show without a bit of a nod to some chill wave, right, guys?
Yeah, sure, chill wave. Wait, I thought that was 2009. Wasn't 2009 the year chill wave broke?
No, it really broke out this year. Witch House also broke out this year, big time.
Yeah, or what's the rape gaze?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Witch House, rape gaze, whatever. But 2010 was definitely a breakout year for whatever you want to call it, chill wave.
A breakout.
Million Young, one of the top chill wave guys.
This
is Hammock by Million Young on Radio Zero.
Quite foggy. I get stuff all mixed up, but that's a really good way of doing it. So we're having this conversation about what year this band we're talking about released an album, and Tyler goes, oh yeah, no, it must have been in 2005 because in 2006 I was already not playing it at Half Alive.
When you stopped playing something.
Yeah.
Oh, I was already not playing
it. It must have come out the year before then.
It was at least because I had a policy of it being either 6 months or 20 years old.
Okay.
Nothing in between.
So you're always either only playing new wave or post-punk or whatever the newest thing that came out was.
Yeah, either the newest stuff or like old punk and yeah, basically that old new wave post-punk and punk rock, like 6 months or 20 years, and that's it. 20 years or older or 6 months old. That was the original policy. That's
what was
changed.
That was Million Young.
That was Million Young with Hammock, and that was I think older than 6 months.
Join in. This is great.
Such a
Munchkin Radio.
Now, if anyone's wondering, this is how you produce a professional college radio program.
This, I don't think it would be a college radio program if there weren't random noises and nonsensical.
Yeah, we need a soundboard that has like boing.
Yeah, we need the boner boing.
The boner boing. What are we going to talk about here? Anything?
Has anyone entered? Has anyone, do we have any suggestions?
Is anyone winning yet? The suggestions for Vancouver Person of the Year?
People got to start winning this thing because I'm getting sick of people not winning this.
There are tickets for tonight's event at the Biltmore, the Ice Cream Social at the Biltmore.
Yeah.
On Craigslist for insane prices.
$100
$100
And you could just win one.
Just win it right now.
Right now.
Suggest someone funny for Person of the Year Vancouver. Hey, there we go.
Someone's calling in. If you want to, maybe you want to field this call here.
I'm going to field the call.
Here, you do that. I can't reach.
Oh, I got a dial tone. They hung up.
What? Oh, really? I'll see you later, guys. Okay.
Bummer. Call us back.
Well, let's...
Call us back.
Sorry, I turned off my mic because they were fielding a call. Let's just get back to playing our hits of 2010 because we're going to be running out of time here soon. Nardwar's coming up in about 40 minutes.
40, 35.
Good thing you corrected him.
Yeah. What's coming up?
We got LCD Sound System coming up here with Home off of the This Is Happening LP, which came out, I think, in May of this year.
Yeah, it was sunny out for sure.
It was definitely sunny. You're listening to Radio Zero on...
I was already not playing Tamla.
Yeah, you're listening to Radio Zero on CITR, 101.9 FM. UBC Radio in Vancouver, CITR.ca on the web. Follow us at twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Participate in the contest. Just at us. Who you think is the most notable Vancouver personality of the year at Radio Zero funniest. Radio. Or the funniest. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever.
Win a pair of passes to tonight's Ice Cream Social New Year's Eve party at the Biltmore. Word.
Our pick up things and you know it. forget your past. This is your last chance now. And we can break the rules like nothing will last. You might forget, forget the sound of our voice. Still, you should not forget, yet don't forget the things that we laughed about. And after rolling on the floor, and thankfully a few make sure that you get home, and you stay home, and you better. Cause you're afraid of what you need. Yeah, you're afraid of what you need. If you were, if you were, I don't know what we talk about.
LCD Sound System at Home from This Is Happening, one of our favorite albums and songs of the year, obviously. Yep. We're doing the 2010 Best of Recap here.
Yep.
Cam Reed's recapping The Hallway with his cellular telephone. Oh, jokes. All right.
You're tweeting at us Vancouver, who you think should be Time, if there was a Time magazine just for Vancouver, who would win Person of the Year this year? The funniest or the best entry wins guest list tonight for the Ice Cream Social New Year's Eve, which is way sold out.
What was Travis's suggestion?
Travis suggested Gordon Campbell for lowest rating ever.
Lowest rating ever. He's winning the anti-person of the year.
Yeah, anti-person of the year for hitting bottom like harder than anyone could hit.
I guess it takes a special kind of dedication.
To really blow it?
Yeah, to really
that hard?
Blow it that hard.
Seriously. All right, cool. So, yeah, keep on it. If you think you can top Travis, do it. You got 25 minutes.
Radio Zero Radio at Twitter, twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio. Let us know who you think is the most notable person of the year for better or worse. Up next, Damon Pala, Alter Ego from the Inner Speaker LP, which we were talking about earlier as maybe my favorite album of the year. Listening to Radio
One
Zero.
One of the only good things to come.
There we go. What was...
Whoopsies.
You were about to say something about...
No, I wasn't. I was halfway through saying something, and then I realized that it's not even for college radio.
You almost... Like, Camdale's almost went Mel Gibson on Australia there.
Yeah, it was on the brink of being super offensive, and I caught myself. I'm getting better, actually, at catching myself halfway before I say stuff that's super terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not great at it, but I'm getting better. Used to be I would just say it, and then the moment it came out of my mouth, I'd be like, oh, God.
Well, we'll just let everybody out there know that Cam Dales was going Mel Gibson on Australia there. And
for like a second.
You can...
Oh, and Australians?
Use your imagination to figure out what that means.
All right.
You didn't need any of the Reese's that I brought you.
I'm chewing gum. Nuts and gum don't go together very well, as they explained on The Simpsons one episode.
Can you hear that?
Skittlebrow.
I'm crushing them.
So that was Alter Ego by Tame Impala from Interspeaker. Let's continue on with our best of 2010 recap with Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Funny Friends on Radio Zero. We'll be right back. All right, you're listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I would do anything for that to have not happened.
This is the New Year's Eve special edition where we're doing all the 2010 recaps of our favorite songs. Cam Dales is stabbing himself in the eye with a microphone.
In the face with the microphone.
And we just heard Funny Friends by Unknown Mortal Orchestra out of Portland, Oregon, I believe.
Great.
One of Cam Reed's favorite songs of the year, I believe.
That is true. I love it.
Let's hustle along here. Nardwuar's coming up in 20 minutes. We don't have much time to go. Let's play Bombay by...
Yeah, El Guincho!
El Guincho on Radio Zero.
Go to Spain! We'll be right back.
Always put salt in your eye?
Never, don't put salt
never,
in your eye.
Never put salt in your eye? Always put salt in your eye. Always.
Always put salt in your eye.
Always put salt in your eye. So.
Oh, God. I keep
so. All right, guys, we are wrapping up the...
We'll wrap it up. The last...
The recap of 2010, our favorite, most Radio Zero-esque songs of the year. Anthony Wong is really blowing up the Twitter right now with a lot of suggestions. So you guys still have about 5 minutes left to make suggestions of who should win the most amusing person that you nominate for this thing.
Totally arbitrary. We're going to pick it.
Detroit. Yeah, it's completely arbitrary. And
Vancouver's person of the year.
If Time had a Vancouver edition, and you know Time magazine does person of the year, if they had a Vancouver edition and we were trying to vote for a person of the year, nominating a person of the year, like if Lady Gaga happened to be from Vancouver, she'd probably be winning or something like that.
Probably.
I'd
vote for her.
Sure, everybody would, right? No, Snooki? How about Snooki?
Stop playing Angry Birds. Stop.
Oh, God, I can't stop.
How about Cam's iPhone? Cameron Reed's iPhone as person of the year.
New Year's resolution. Delete Angry Birds from my phone.
Right. Get Angry Birds Christmas edition.
Oh, see, this is free advertisement. No.
So, anybody, and what's happening here is we're giving away a pair of tickets to tonight's Ice Cream Social at the New Year's Eve at the Biltmore. Which is totally sold out, so this is the only way you're going to be getting in is by winning this contest.
What kind of stuff are you guys going to be playing?
Mostly lots of new stuff.
Trance.
Yeah.
Nightcore.
Psytrance.
Yeah. Trance. Global Psytrance.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Goa Trance.
Goa. Lots of stuff, really.
Yeah.
Really,
music to kiteboard, too.
Yeah. Canyon-style kiteboarding music.
Oh God! Okay, sorry.
All right, so let's play
music that can narrate your travel blog. Let's get to the end. The song of the year, although it's
Reed makes a good point, but potentially we're choosing to ignore it.
Potentially 2009 song, but the album came out in 2010.
The Birds That Explode are my favorite ones.
We're gonna play Shine Blockers by Big Boy featuring Gucci Mane.
Which was clearly like
the song of the last 2 years.
The song of the last 2 years. Seriously, yeah. Sir Lucius Left. Nobody's touching that. It's such a good album.
Best rap album of the year.
What was it listed on as the Pitchfork?
I think it was Pitchfork's song of the year last year.
The album was it? Where did it stand in the?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. Better than the Kanye album as far as a rap album goes.
The Kanye album somehow got first place.
First place.
They gave it first place.
The winner.
The winner. It's the number one thing.
Win in music.
Win.
It's the best thing of the year, apparently. All right, guys. Narvar's coming up next. Happy New Year's from us at Radio Zero. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. All the ladies say ho.
Ho.
All the hoes say
ho.
Say
ho.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Here we go.
A-Town.
See, folks. Cut Master Swift by your throat. Shout it.
Sir Lucius Left Foot's on fire. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink ain't hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit, I can't be quit. Like a prophylactic, now they riding dicks. Like styling on these suckers out here trying to buy they bitch. Now they rich, try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. She giving away them draws. Word to the brown James, he's some chicken chow man. Really, man, you done say the silly things. And the fella Dana Dane, why you cuffed and claim the dame? Hey, my main thing got my last name, yada la main.
Sell, then my deal with the jail. I make music, I make movies, I need Tyler Perry sales. Loud smell coming out the lab, fucking what the hell. Gucci man, so I'm Gucci down, she got on Chanel. In the cut, rolling stupid kush like I'm in a rush. In the club with a half a pound, I need 50 grand. Song sick, East Atlanta song, fuck with me alone. So I shine like a showtime, all my cheer at home. On the block with the stupid rock, but you need to stop. When I stop, everybody watch, call another top. Tell a stretch, cost a stupid check, roll another pack. And I'm gone, I can't even flex. This is where you at, Gucci.
Too much, got too much.
Can't be
ain't tripping by no paper, cause the safe is not so safe. The piggy bank got legs and feet and can't get up and walk away. Shout A with my southern drawl, awkwardly I spray like the backside of a skunk in the stash house with the pump.
Pistol grip in my lap at all times, and the lag from Atlanta to Savannah, can a nigga stop that?
Not when God got his hands on me, only the strong survive, and the weak minded are falling by the wayside. They try, but we shall overcome and succeed. Indeed, with success there comes a great responsibility. We chose to lead, not follow. It's a hard pill to swallow. Better get prescriptions filled, cause there might not be tomorrow.
Yeah.
A-Town representative.
Hold up.
East Point, College Park. Decatur. Yeah. I got my armor on. Sword and shield on deck. Yeah.
You're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard...